Thinking creatively results in fulfillment. Thinking creatively results in fulfillment. How often have we thought creatively? All the time. We think creatively with limited concepts, and there is the rub. If we would think creatively with unlimited concepts, we would reveal unlimited concepts. But we're fulfilling virtually everything that we choose to fulfill right now in our life. And as we are fulfilling them, we think, oh, how wonderful, how good we are. We stick in our thumb and pull out a plum and say, what a good boy am I. We stick in our creative imagination and we say, what shall I think about today? What shall I dream today? What shall I imagine today? How shall I look at the world today? How shall I see what's going on in the world today? And as we do that, we have imagination that's coming at us in a most interesting way. Can you visualize all the possibilities that you're going to do in the day ahead of you? Can you visualize what you're going to do in your life ahead of you? That is, whatever you're acting upon right now, can you visualize that? Can you see that? Can you know that? Yes, we can. But we don't do it because we're not thinking creatively about it. As we think creatively, it results in a fulfillment that is unbelievable, and a fulfillment we can not even imagine. It's our wildest, wildest, wildest dream, because it says, yes, it can be done. Yes, it is revealed. Yes, it is wonderful. Yes, it is fantastic. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. And as we say, I love it, then it reveals itself wonderfully and fully. Are you ready to think creatively and have wonderful things happen in your life? Are you ready to think with your unbelievable imagination and have it take place? Can you believe like a child? Can you have imagination like a child that just goes absolutely hog wild and comes up with things that are just absolutely not true, absolutely cannot be, have never been done, have never been thought about, we think. But yet, if they did not exist, these crazy, wild ideas that kids have and that creative people have, they would not be able to think them. Because everything that we think about, however wild and crazy it may be, already exists, or else we could not even think about it in the first place. So as we think about things in the first place, let's think creatively and let it result in the fulfillment of that concept or that idea or that desire or that hope or that wish or that dream. It can be something very simple, and of course the simpler the better that we start out with our consciously doing these things, the better. The simpler a concept that we manifest in our awareness, in our fulfillment, the better. Because then we keep adding on to this and we believe in ourselves because we believe we can do it. Now, they have little games that they play with people. They make their fingers into a church. They make their thoughts. They squint their eyes so they can look at something in the far distance, and it becomes very clear. And they open their eyes, and it's a normal vision. But when they squint their eyes seem to focus more vividly on what is in the distance. Now, can you see more clearly what's in the distance without squinting your eyes? Yes. But you see, that is thinking creatively, and that's resulting in a fulfillment of seeing in the distance without squinting your eyes, without using a telescope or any type of power glasses, you know. It's looking and seeing and knowing. The idea comes to you. Now, if you can see by squinting your eyes, you can certainly see by not squinting your eyes, but just looking with your eyes normally focused. We focus on what we want in life by thinking creatively so that we get the results of what we want. What is it you are focusing on? What is it you are thinking about? What is it you are dreaming? What is it you are imagining for yourself and for your world and for your life and for your experience? What are you doing? Now, that's the question. Now, the answer is what you are accomplishing every day. Are you, like the song says, up in the morning, out on the job, I've got to work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Which is it? Are you the lucky old son who's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day and just have an enjoyment in life? Or do you have to get up and do your job? Well, start thinking of your job as heaven, and start thinking of your job as a place of heaven, and start thinking of the people on your job, angels. All the people you work with, they're all angels. They're all magnificent. Start thinking of your boss as God, as your divine source, as your divine revealer to you. And, of course, you are God, too. And as you think of these things, naturally, you would do that. Now, thinking creatively results in the fulfillment of whatever it is that we're thinking creatively about. So, you're thinking about your job, whatever it may be, and you're thinking how wonderful it is, and how great it is, and how magical it is. And you think of all the workers that are working with you, whether it's one or more. And as you think of them, each one is divine. Each one's an angel. Each one's a person filled with magic, and filled with illumination, and filled with joy. By you, by me, I fill them with magic. I fill them with illumination. I fill them with joy. That's the only reason they have it, and that's the only place they get it from, is from me. I am the creator of my world. I am the one who puts all things into motion, and I am the one who brings all things out in my life. I am that one, and how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that I am that one, and that one is thinking creatively in me and getting wonderful results. A wonderful fulfillment. Yes, wonderful fulfillment. That's what it's all about. Now, can you imaginatively do that? Sure. It's so simple. It's so simple to think of you, me, as the creator of my world. And I go out, and I would like a world of happiness, and so I shine forth happiness from my heart. I creatively think about happiness. I creatively think about joy. I say, wow, isn't that wonderful? Look at Joe there. One time he had a broken leg and had his crutches and the cast and all that stuff, and now he walks and runs and jumps and is just the most athletic and dynamic person you could ever want to know and see. Now, the fact is that Joe's leg still is in a cast, and Joe cannot yet jump, and he cannot yet do these things. But you see him with his ability to run and jump and play and be active and everything good, and just making it a wonderful activity, whatever he's doing. You are that creator, and you see it, and you're thinking creatively about it, and you see him as he is, full, whole, and perfect. You see him as he's resulting in that ideal self of himself that is just absolutely magnificent. You see him as you see him. You're thinking creatively, and your creative thinking results in fulfillment. So there's Joe with no cast, no cane, no anything, and he's running around just having a great old time, and he's playing tennis, and he's just jumping up and down, and just moments before, he had the cast. Now, how do you get that cast off of there? By not seeing it on there. How do you get him so athletic and so active after being laid up for a time? You see him active and doing the things that make him happy. You see him playing tennis. You see him jumping around. You see him just complete and whole, fulfilled in every way. And as you see him fulfilled in every way, so it is. Thinking creatively results in fulfillment. Thinking creatively results in fulfillment. Thinking creatively results in fulfillment. All you want to do, all I want to do, is always be thinking creatively and thinking happily and thinking powerfully and thinking aware that all is in divine order now, and knowing that all is in divine order now, and life is wonderful, life is fantastic, life is glorious, because we are thinking creatively now. You can think creatively now. I can think creatively now. I can have these apparent miracles take place. But they're not miracles. They're merely the fulfillment of that which already exists. And I bring it forth into expression in my life by how I see it, how I look at it, how I know about it. What imagination have you got that you can work on? Can you see the kitchen sink already, the dishes already washed and everything put away? Can you see the dinner table spread with a wonderful dinner? And you say, how did that happen? It's so wonderful. You don't ask how it's happened. You had your mental thought, and there it was. You look at the ironing, and you see it all done. You look at the house, and you see it all clean. You look at your work at the office, and you see yourself coming up with beautiful ideas that make you a more valuable employee, that make you more valuable as a business, serving the needs, the interests, the desires of people all around the world. And it is done. This is the truth about you, and this is the truth about your world and my world, and how great it is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.